KRBE, Houston, a Cumulus station.
Good morning, everyone.
We ready?
Live from the TXU Energy Studio.
Welcome to Around H-Town.
The following show is pre-recorded.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us here on 104.1 KRBE. My name is Maureen Cooper. I'm your host for Around H-Town. And right now this morning, we are so glad to be joined by Dr. Melanie Johnson from an organization called Collaborative for Children. Welcome to the show, Dr. Johnson.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited to hear all about Collaborative for Children and what you guys do.
Yes. Well, we're an organization actually that's celebrating its 35th anniversary this year and this upcoming Saturday with the 35th anniversary gala. But we have been focused on improving early childhood education in the city of Houston for that long. And it's been incredible to do that through facilitating coaching and mentorship with those who are most influential in the lives of children. So while we don't work directly with children, we work with teachers in childcare centers, and we work with providers to have strong business skills to keep childcare centers open, as well as with parents so that they're coached and informed as to how to advocate best for their children.
Great. So do you work in certain schools and facilities?
Well, we work across the entire Gulf Coast region, providing childcare ratings for our Gulf Coast Workforce Board. And those ratings are between 2-star, now 1-star, all the way to 4-star, 4 being high. And so we're trying to make sure that the environment is conducive for early learning for children across our region.
That's great. I know how difficult that is when you're trying to make choices as a parent to really, you know, evaluate what your options are and where, you know, what place would be best for your kid. And sometimes, you know, star ratings tell you some, but it's always not the whole picture, you know?
Yeah, that's a very good point, Maureen. So we have a website called findchildcarenow.org. And it goes deeper than star ratings. You know, it gives you fundamentally everything that a parent needs for their child. And I'll give you an example. So if a child's on an autistic spectrum, you want to know if that child care center will accommodate, whereas a Google star might just tell you that, you know, it's a very good place for most people, and they found the child care center to be suitable. But you want to know if this center has had violations, what the violations have been, if they make modifications and accommodations for learning differences, and if the teachers are, you know, have their child development associates certificate. You want to know all those kinds of things to make informed decisions.
Absolutely. Every child has different needs, especially at that age. So you're talking, when you say early childhood, this is primarily like daycare, preschool age?
Correct. It's ages birth to 5 years of age.
Okay.
You know, our state recognizes early childhood as birth through 8 years of age. But at Collaborative for Children, we try and build a system where a system doesn't exist, and that's around children before they go into the K-12 school system.
Gotcha. And so I want to say that website again, because I think that's a very valuable tool for our parents listening, findchildcarenow.org.
That's correct.
That covers most of the Houston area?
It does, but the 13-county greater Houston area. So,
oh, great. Okay. So yes. Even in the out into Fort Bend and
absolutely
Galveston, things like that.
Yes.
Great. So what else do you have going on at Collaborative for Children? Once again, if you're just joining us here on Around H-Town, we're speaking with Dr. Melanie Johnson from Collaborative for Children, an organization focused on early childhood here in Houston. And we were talking about the rating system for daycare, preschool, childcare facilities. So what else did you want to share with us?
Well, we've embarked upon something a little bit deeper in terms of child outcomes and school readiness outcomes. Maureen, you might not know, or our listeners might not know, that less than half of our children even enter kindergarten able to pass the kindergarten assessment. And what they might also not be aware of is that those years from birth to five are so critical for the brain development because the brain develops 90% of its neural synapses between ages 0 to 5. So when children are not prepared with the kind of social emotional learning tools and executive functioning tools, and even some of the cognitive tools, when they arrive at kindergarten, less than half of our children in the greater Houston area are able to perform on par with the kindergarten assessment exam. So what we've done to remediate that is we've devised centers of excellence. And what we do is we go into childcare centers that are privately held and privately owned across our city in what we call childcare deserts, where there are not very few, where there are very few subsidized childcare seats in those centers. And we provide back of the house business training so the business is able to sustain all of the good quality that we're able to influence. We provide the teacher coaching and development, whereas the state of Texas only requires one day of training. We provide months and months on end of training. And then of course, we engage the centers, the families in those centers. So that's a center of excellence because what our goal is to make sure that more than half of those students are able to enter school ready to learn and on par with their counterparts. And then our second strategic initiative is that we want to go beyond childcare because most of the children in our state are not in childcare, specifically privately held childcare centers. Most are at home with a family, friend, or neighbor. So we want to make sure that we take our Collab Lab, which is our mobile school on wheels, into areas where there are specifically children in low-income areas. And many children are ages birth through five in those childcare deserts that I mentioned and in our mayor's 22 super neighborhoods and provide that kind of training for both caregiver and child. And then finally, we want to measure it all. So we built a database from scratch to make sure that we have our pulse on every single child so that after years of using promising practices, that research doesn't come back and tell us that not quite the right methodology. We want to know real time, like other industries are able to determine whether or not they need to intervene in the outcomes that they desire.
That's really incredible and just a great approach to, like you mentioned, life for a child from birth to 5 years old is so different depending on, you know, where they live sometimes, what their economic situation is, what their family situation is, whether they're in formal preschool, at home with a parent, or with another caregiver. And then all of these kids get dumped onto a kindergarten teacher at 5 years old at such different levels. So
precisely.
That's a really, it's a big goal that you guys have, you know, to try to reach all of those kids. But I think it's amazing. And I know you had something exciting that you wanted to tell us too about the United Nations.
Yes, it's an amazing time for Collaborative for Children because now we are a United Nations Economic and Social Council member as selected by the NGO Council of the United Nations. And so I just left General Assembly where we were able to be able to sit next to people around the globe who are transforming education in a way that would not only remediate some of the learning loss over the past couple of years due to the pandemic, but will also thrust education forward in new and exciting ways.
Wow, what an incredible thing. And it's happening right here in Houston, recognized by the United Nations. And wow, Dr. Johnson, thank you so much for sharing this with us, with our audience today. And thank you for all that you're doing with Collaborative for Children for our local kids.
It's our life's work. Thank you very much for having us here.